as I like to say, my favorite day of the week. Good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it's Friday, January the 18th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. That's a number you should call before you call all the other gold dealers. I get sad stories on a daily basis from people who have bought from the other companies. And I'll name them. Swiss America, Blanchard, Goldline, Midas, Merit. And they end up buying gold at the right time for the right reason. A lot of people bought gold when it was $500. But unfortunately, when you deal with those big companies, even though gold's risen $200, you're lucky to even break even at this point. But anyway, that's water under the bridge. The website, eaglesup.com, republictradinggroup.net, whichever your choice. Website doesn't go to sleep over the weekend. We print stories on Saturday and Sunday, because who knows what may happen. As I was prepping for the show today, I actually scared myself. And I hope I don't scare you, but what I'm about to tell you is not good. And I will try to keep it as light as possible, considering it's Friday. Anyway, Dow Jones Industrials closed down 60 points today, actually 59.91, but who's counting, to end the week at 12,099. Is 11,500 a week away? Well, time will tell. But then again, we've got a short week next week because Monday is Martin Luther King Day and the markets are closed. But I will be here on Monday. I don't take those days off. NASDAQ off about 7 points to end the week, down as with all the other indices. NASDAQ closing at 2,340. And when we return, we'll give you the closing metal prices. And yes, the big story of the day. Yes, government is coming to save you. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, I love it when government wants to make me safer, happier. Yeah, well, we live all before. Old story. Which has the same outcome. We'll be back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Friday. Gold closed up 60 cents on the day to end the week at $881.20. Gold had a high of 888.90, a low of 875.80. Silver up 19 cents to close at 1614. Silver had a low of 1597, a high of 1636. Platinum off $13 at 1550. Palladium off $2 at $3.72. Crude oil closed up 42 cents to end the week at $90.55. And surprise, surprise, more than likely, thanks to the stimulus package that we will see next week, U.S. dollar gained 16 basis points to end the week at 76. Where's that? 76.39. Now, yesterday, the chairman of the Federal Reserve expressed his support for a significant fiscal and monetary stimuli as a preemptive strike against a U.S. recession. The market answered by dropping 300 points. Today, the president broadly outlined a non-specific plan for economic stimulation after the administration's plan for $150 billion of economic stimulation was made public. The Dow Jones Industrial Averages, as we said, closed down 60 points. The result, in other words, my friends, of the Bernanke and administration's fiscal and monetary stimuli is a total Dow decline of some almost 500 points. Now that's confidence for you. Nothing said by either Ben Bernanke or the president addresses the problem. What a shock, what a surprise. Including those that developed this afternoon by the downgrade of debt by AmBac, one of the four major bond issuers. The others are MBIA, MGIC, and similar companies dealing in the over-the-counter market in default derivatives. Should the Standard & Poor's and Moody's take similar action, which is expected, $2 trillion. Let me repeat myself, $2 trillion in debt should also be downgraded. The downgrade of the debt of the guarantor must impact the debt that they have guaranteed. So the $2 trillion is debt that may well and should be downgraded. And now there's another domino of titanic size waiting to fall. This afternoon's problems are new, and their size says that both kings are wearing no clothes with respect to their presentations yesterday or today. The general equities market must be calmed. Should the Dow crater, another major domino falls. And let's see how the plunge protection team, which, by the way, they were on display today when the president made his announcement. They were all there for all of us to see, even including up until Dick Cheney. Now, this brings us to Tuesday. And Tuesday is going to be a lot of fun, because we are going to see what happens on Tuesday. Well, we've got 3 days here. People can sit down and figure out what's going on. Now, the Dow better be higher each day than the indices are before U.S. trading, or as the last 2 days have demonstrated, the plunge protection team has lost its tight control of the equities market. And I will be watching very closely to the pre-opening on Tuesday morning with great anticipation, as I was, by the way, on Wednesday morning. Was it Wednesday morning I was watching this? It was something to behold. When all of a sudden the dollar, well, somebody was buying the dollars. Who was buying the dollars? We don't know who was buying. Who bought those dollars? We have no idea who bought those dollars. But it brought the Dow back from what was going to be a 200-point down day on Wednesday. Maybe the plunge protection team. Now, what are the possibilities if the equity markets cannot be calmed by this $150 billion? I actually did the math. I thought it was like $250, this emergency stimuli. But we don't know what it is. It's just a nebulous thing. We're going to give you back $150 billion. Okay. Now, what are we supposed to do with this? Well, it works out, I guess, to $800. Well, if it's a family, it's $1,600. And now, I guess, we are supposed to use this money to save the economy. But now think about this. First of all, the only people that are going to get any rebates, as they call it, as Paulson said, and who gave a very bad presentation, he looks like a man that, well, he's got a couple of demons running inside his head. But just think about this. If it's $800, we are going to, well, we don't know. They said it's targeted. In other words, if you haven't paid your taxes, you ain't going to get anything. It's only for those people who pay their taxes are going to get a rebate. Now, using that logic, we are supposed to take this money and spend it in order to save the economy, and save business, and save small business, and whatever it is. But the large majority of people who have now become very familiar with the rising costs of everything more than likely are going to shop at Walmart. So where's this $800 going to go if we spend it at Walmart? Well, a good chunk of it is going to end up in China. Now, the Chinese obviously must be very happy with this economic stimuli, because a large chunk of that $150 billion is going to find its way to China. Not helping anything here in the good old U.S. of A. So back to the question, what's going to happen if the equity markets cannot be calmed down? Now, these aren't my thoughts. I always, when I need expert advice, I go to people I know who are smarter than me. And Jim Sinclair has done exactly that. And you can go to his website. What is his website? It's jsmindset.com. And you can see for yourself, he's put a whole lot of bulletin points out there. And what's going to happen if we can't calm this market down? He says, recognize this is the formula happening like everything else, much sooner and much bigger in its implications than anticipated. Gold will rise to $1,650 an ounce as an almost immediate effect of what will be done to attempt to fend off total panic starting to take place in general equities, therein threatening to be followed by all credit markets of all kinds. The funds and hotshot short-term traders in gold shares will be killed by the upward explosion of the gold price about to occur. The plunge protection team and the Fed will step out of gold's way because gold is one of the tools used in 1930 by Roosevelt and in 2000 by Bush. It will be used again, now on the upside. Gold is the only insurance there is against what all this means, because a panic in equities will blow the financial system already coming apart to smithereens. All county funds would be shut down by any further investments in at-the-wall financial institutions. The rollover in credit and default derivatives would exceed the entire foreign debt of the United States. The rest of the $450 trillion mountain of derivatives would start to disintegrate like nothing you have ever seen in your lifetime. Consumer demand would slam shut. So much for the $800. The auto industry might as well go into liquidation this coming Monday and avoid the 2008 rush. The U.S. dollar will burn a hole in the floor going directly to 52 or lower. Oh, my goodness. And, well, that's not bad. That's sad. Bob Chapman said the same thing. As the dollar disintegrates, gold will rocket and go through $1,650 in days. The markets for general equities will all have to institute total trading halts every 100 points on the downside for 30 minutes each. All commercial loans would be called. They've already started that in Las Vegas. Deutsche Bank called back $750 million in a big, big Las Vegas mega complex going up there. Oh, yeah. All starting now.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust attack. just war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Four that want to own me, two that want to stone me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday. Should be a good Friday. We're giving you bad news. And bad news coming to us via James Sinclair. You can access his website at JS Mindset. That's M-I-N-E, mine, as in gold mine, mindset.com, where he spells out pretty much what is going to happen with the equity markets if they cannot be calmed down by the stimuli. As we mentioned before the break, all commercial loans will be called, and that's already happened. All debtors, one day late on payment, will lack any grace period. Their positions will be liquidated. All debtors over one day of the grace period will be liquidated. It is clearly visible to anyone with eyes or a mind to think that the plunge protection team has lost all semblance of control in the equity markets and will soon in all remaining markets. The commercial paper credit market, which is almost dead, will die totally. Should no emergency action take place soon, you will see the old vanishing panic of 1929. Just as emotional fools sell gold and gold shares, be assured that more emotional general equity fools will unload and bring the averages down more than ever in history in one day. Recognize this is the formula happening like everything else, much sooner and much bigger in its implications than anticipated. You see, that's the black swan theory. In other words, and we've done this ad nauseum, the black swan theory, it's these people that created these financial models, these whiz kids from MIT, that put together these collateralized debt obligations, never thought in their wildest dreams that the real estate market would ever correct. It was just going to continue to increase year after year. They didn't anticipate anything like this. Well, now they're going to have to deal with the reality. Emergency action will be all splash and theatrics, but truthfully, the cat is out the bag. It buys some time, but corrects nothing. It makes the formula 100% correct. And then he gives a little advice. There now must be emergency action because the chairman of the Fed has bombed out publicly and a panic is about to occur. Expect emergency action in days, not weeks. Oh, my goodness, James. If you have not protected yourself, you may only have days to do so. Protection amounts to a simple act. As much as possible, eliminate financial agents between you and your assets. Own gold or equivalents equal to one half of your liquid net worth. Then insure your entire net worth. Do not have margin debt. And if you have debt, you must own gold fully paid equal to the debt to insure it. Now, as I've said, that's James Sinclair. James, like many others on our side of the equation, has been right for a long time. He gets a little emotional sometimes, I might add. But judging by what we have seen develop this week, that Wednesday thing still bugs me. Because someone was panicking. And we know who was panicking, because who would be dumb enough to buy who knows how many dollars were bought between 2 a.m. Wednesday morning and 6 a.m. But it was a lot. It was enough to reverse what was going to be a 200-point down day on the Dow, which they managed to forestall for a day. But then it all unraveled. And no matter what Ben Bernanke or the Plunge Protections team or what the president said today, offered any assurances to anybody out there paying attention. But you see, the most amazing thing to me of this all is that there's a whole swath of people out there that are completely unaware of what is coming down the pike. All you got to do is look at Barrett Jackson car auction to see what I mean. It's on national television now. You can watch it every night. You can see Scottsdale in all its glory, baking in 75-degree weather, blue skies. Everything's great here. And people are flocking. Well, they go to see the cars, but whenever you have really cool-looking cars, you always have good-looking women, so I don't know what it is. I know they're not going there for the hot dogs, because the hot dogs there are $10 a piece. Most expensive hot dog I've ever had. I don't know if that's part of the inflation cycle we are dealing with or whether just Barrett Jackson realized this is their last hurrah. We might as well get it all now while we can. And don't even ask me what a beer costs at Barrett Jackson. That's almost, you have to take out an equity loan to buy a beer, which is unfortunate. But anyway, we'll have a lot more when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn out shoes, with silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe, he jumped so high, he jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down.
Welcome back to the flip side. You know, the good thing about Jim Sinclair's prediction of gold going to $1,650 an ounce, it will mean that all those people out there listening to this program who bought high-priced numismatic coins from all those other big-box coin stores, you'll be at break-even, or close to it. Everybody else that was smart enough to listen to yours truly and bought from Republic Trading Group, you well, will be very happy. You know, this whole notion that the government is somehow there to protect us against all evils in the world, this current demonstration should wake a lot. Well, I'm hopeful that it will wake a lot of people up, but it won't wake a lot of people up, because a lot of people out there, whenever trouble strikes, they look to government as their, well, they look to government like their daddy. They want daddy to save us from the boogeyman. Now, your daddy may be able to save you from the boogeyman, but when you start looking at government as daddy, it ain't going to save your poor sorry butt in any way, shape, way, or form. The notion that government protects us, that if only we trust it with the right powers and the enough resources, it can shield us from the dangers of life, underlies every statist argument for every government program that's out there. Some people focus on laws to protect us from inequality, economic instability, and the greedy forces in the business world. Others are more enamored with government programs to protect society from what they see as pernicious cultural influences. But behind every state activity, there is the propaganda that whatever problems might arise as a result of it, the dangers, the threats, or evils that it preempts would be worse. It seems fitting then to ask whether government does protect us, whether it does prevent a civilization from falling into catastrophe. In the long run, the moral argument against the state, that taxation is theft, theft is aggression, aggression is wrong, the state is inherently aggressive, is the one that will most chip away at status culture. But in the short term, it is urgently crucial to explain that even if one allows exemptions to basic morality for the state's operations, those operations do not really protect us from the perils of the world. The state is not our salvation, not from predatory corporations, not from undesirable counterculture elements, not from the alternative reality that has the old and infirm dying in the streets, their diseased corpses contaminating the unregulated drinking water. It is a fallacy to think that government, by any stretch of the imagination, is there to protect you or there to save you from your own stupid mistakes. Government is not going to save the day. Government has never saved the day. Government is the problem. Government exacerbates the problem. It's because they just don't get it. They live in ivory towers. They've assumed that because they are in a government position, that somehow they have the ability to change the course of history. They believe that somehow they have the ability to save us from the boogeyman. Well, look what it's got us, saving us from the boogeyman. We are dealing with a full-blown police state. America is a terrorist country. It's a tough thing to say. Unfortunately, even our friends to the north recognize this and said so yesterday publicly. It always amazes me when people seem to think that somehow, it's like the argument about the police. The police are there to protect. No, the police are not there to protect you. It's not their job to protect your poor sorry ass. In 1982, there was a Supreme Court case. It was called Bowers versus DeVito. This is what the Seventh Circuit Court found. There is no constitutional right to be protected by the state against being murdered by criminals or madmen. It is monstrous if the state fails to protect its residents against such predators, but it does not violate the due process clause of the 14th Amendment, or we suppose any other provision of the Constitution. The Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. It tells the state to let people alone. It does not require the federal government or the state to provide services, even so elementary a service as maintaining law and order. This is a coherent position. Actually, since there can be no positive right to anything for which someone else has to pay, it's a sham that the government does not seem to have the strictly anarcho attitude towards such things as public education and other services it provides, but it's not there to protect you in any way, shape, or form. Even if one thinks the state can be set up so as to protect people's rights more than it abuses them, you should probably look at the current situation and conclude that the state does not, in fact, protect us on balance. As it now stands, we'd be safer without the government's cops or its soldiers, especially if the lion's share of the state apparatus were brought down. It's wholly functions eliminated and its few desirable ones privatized. This is exactly what Ron Paul is saying. That's why people can't understand a single word he says. I mean, they're sitting there looking for some sort of please help us from ourselves. Government is not there to protect you. Government is not there to solve any problems. For goodness sake, Ronald Reagan said this. Government is not the solution. Government is the problem. But if you bring that up, nobody wants to hear it. Everybody thinks that we are... Look what Michael Chertoff is doing. I mean, come the end of this month, you as a free citizen have to now show government-approved ID to cross the border. No more wandering through to Canada, wandering through to Mexico. Oh, no, you got to have now the official government ID. And this is supposed to protect us from what? They can't even stop people coming across the border. You've got people right now in Arizona that have been denied driver's licenses because of some mix-up, some bureaucracy somewhere in Washington has someone on a government watch list. There's who knows how many thousands of people are on this official government watch list. And this is all done supposedly in order to protect us from a boogeyman. We spend billions of dollars on various government agencies like the CIA in order to spy on people who want to do us harm. We spend billions of dollars building big warships with big guns and big submarines with atomic weapons. And yet a whole bunch of guys from a cave with box knives, they most probably bought at Walmart for $9.95, brought that whole thing down. Two guys in a rubber dinghy with 1,000 pounds of explosives made a billion-dollar warship inoperable. Government's not there to protect you. Government's there to steal from you. That's what they are doing. They take away your liberties. They take away your freedoms, all under the guise of protecting you, and people warmly embrace this. When I listen to some of the speeches made by John McCain, and I swear, I got a lot of bad emails because I went after him for being called a war hero. Please, come on. It's most probably were guys in the Air Force. I don't know. Air Force guys get very touchy when you say they're not war heroes. Well, I don't class anybody flying at 30,000 feet, bombing something that they can't see, as a war hero. Some guy running up a hill with an M16 in his hand, blasting away at guys sitting on the hill, blasting back at him, now that's a war hero. But you hear these statements from John McCain. Don't even get me started on Michael Huckleberry. I mean, this is a guy that's so far out of touch, it's a joke. And what's he actually even doing in this race? I don't know. And Mitt Romney? What is it with Mitt Romney? It shows you how shallow we are as a people. The only reason why Mitt Romney is where he is because he's a guy with $200 million in his bank account and he's got good hair. Outside of that, his whole concept, his whole understanding of liberty and freedom and what this country means is so short-sighted, it's a joke. Because each and every single one of these people seem to think that somehow when they get their hands on the apparatus of government, they're going to solve the world's problems. Which makes the argument for Ron Paul even that more salient. Because Ron Paul's the only guy out there that wants to actually disconnect government from who we are and return government to its rightful place, a very small part of our lives. Their job should be to deliver the mail, period. And even then, they don't get that right. If they can't deliver the mail, how do you expect them to deliver anything else? It is mind-boggling when you look at this. And you listen to the pundits and the talking heads on television swooning today over the stimulus package that may somehow save us from economic Armageddon. $800? $800 is going to save us from Armageddon? Please, give me a break. It's ludicrous. And as I said, part and parcel of that $800, a good chunk, probably two-thirds of that $800 that people are going to run out there and spend is going to end up in China. How's that going to save our poor sorry butts? We are dealing with an economic crisis of epic proportion, far exceeding anything the world has ever witnessed in its history. I mean, just think about this. We've got a national debt of $9 trillion, $8 trillion of that since 2002, or thereabouts. Could be off a few years. When I start ranting and raving, sometimes facts get confused. Now, that doesn't include the unfunded liabilities, which stand at some $57 trillion. So in order to solve this problem, we're going to add more to the debt? Now, that makes really good logical sense. If the government wanted to solve the current crisis that we're facing, maybe if they came to the decision that we'll eliminate gas tax, both state and federal, that maybe that would be a better idea than trying to put $800 in people's pocket, because if you lower the price of gas, you lower the price of everything. Oh, but do you think they'll ever do that? Of course not. It's like with cigarettes. Get on the political bandwagon. Oh, yeah, let's kill the smokers. Well, let's raise the taxes. Well, if cigarettes are so bad, why don't you just ban them? Well, we can't, because we enjoy the taxes we get from the cigarettes. Well, hello. And it doesn't matter. I mean, it's just example after example. It is mind-boggling when you think about it. There's no easy fix here. What they're doing is, it's like a guy in a rowboat trying to turn the Queen Elizabeth around. That's what this whole exercise we witnessed in the last 2 days has been about. There's a guy in a rowboat trying to turn the Queen Elizabeth around. Probabilities of that happening, well, I'll let you calculate that for yourself. Don't want to get you all wigged out and depressed out there, but we're dealing with smoke and mirrors here. We're dealing with a whole new paradigm that we've never faced before, economically speaking. And it's as I said a couple of times, this is not like the savings and loan crisis that was limited to a few institutions within the United States. This is not like anything else. This is a global crisis we are facing. Because all these financial institutions, and these big ones, they should be allowed to fail. That's the reason why they're doing this, because they don't want to let big financial and big financial contributors fail. They don't want to see their buddies out on the street with their little tin cup begging for a few crumbs. This is cronyism at its highest. All these bond insurers, they should go out of business. They abdicated their responsibility to the mortgage holders. They knew full well what they were doing. There's consequences for your actions. And if Merrill Lynch cannot survive without going hat in hand to the communist Chinese, it should be allowed to fold. Just like J.P. Morgan, just like Citibank. Forget this theory of too big to fail. But set an example, maybe. Doubt it, maybe. Anyway, final segment coming up. We'll be back after this.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Final edition of the flip side. Excuse the poor quality of the audio. I'm not sure what's going on. But in conclusion, let me just say this. We have always been told that government is there to solve our problems. Well, because we abdicated our personal responsibility to take care of the poor and the infirm, government came along and declared a war on poverty. Ever since we abdicated and gave the responsibility to government to deal with that touchy problem, have we solved the war on poverty since it was introduced, I don't know, 50 years ago? No, the problem is actually, I submit to you, worse. The same goes for all these wars that government creates, the war on drugs. Well, that really worked well. Now drugs are more prevalent in America. As a matter of fact, there's fights going on between Big Pharma and the illegal drug distributors out there, and it seems Big Pharma is winning because their drugs kill more people than marijuana does. The war on terror, exactly the same thing. We're there to protect you from the boogeyman. And what do? They strip us of our liberties. And when it comes to financial matters, the state now seizes about half the wealth in this country in order to make us safer. Does it not seem odd that the organization claiming to protect our lives and our livelihoods needs to expropriate or steal the entire half of our resources to do so? And what is it protecting us from? Could private criminals on their own really steal the trillions of dollars in wealth consumed annually by this bureaucracy, kidnap as many innocents as the police state, and kill as many as the federal war machines? Well, to ask the question is to answer it. I'll leave you with that thought.